Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hi, I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Welcome to the program today. It's on the power of daily affirmations. I've got a lot I want to cover, so I'm going to dive right in, right away. So first off, let's start with what is a daily affirmation anyway? Basically, it's a declaration which includes a description of some action you want to take. It's stated in present tense, and it focuses on a positive outcome you want to see or achieve. And so, okay, so why do we use them? Well, affirmations are helpful in training the mind. They help with focusing on what you're trying to co-create. They're not new or anything. I mean, Wallace Wattles touched on the subject in his 1910 book, The Science of Getting Rich, and he gave us some very wise instructions in the use of affirmations. He said that it's better to train the mind to remember its alignment to source rather than attempting to use a string of words to magically conjure the things you want. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Affirmations are not like magic spells. You don't say abracadabra and presto, there's your goal suddenly, or almost suddenly anyway. Later, though, I want to cover what actually does work. There's four parts to a formula that Wattles stated in his book that you can use to get what you want, and you'll see how affirmations are connected to the principles that are in this formula and how to tap into the real power of affirmations. And yes, it is about brain training. So before I do that, though, let me give you some examples of affirmations, because I'm not saying not to do them. Affirmations are really good to do. It's just about how to use them, how to do them. So as far as I'm concerned, Louise Hay is the guru of affirmations. She's the author of the international bestseller, You Can Heal Your Life, and she's accomplished amazing things in her life, including healing from emotionally devastating child abuse, healing from cancer. She's built the wildly successful Hay House Publishing Company. And I particularly love the way she uses and phrases affirmations, like the ones I know that she uses about prosperity. They're super positive, and it's lovely to imagine yourself being in the scenarios that she describes them. So here's a few of her affirmations on prosperity. I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. I am one with the creative power of the universe, and this connection brings me fulfillment and abundance. I learn from every experience, and everything I touch is a success. Aren't those great? She has tons of them, but I just really especially love those. Now, as a career consultant, I particularly appreciate the ones Lawrence Bolt has in his book, Zen and the Art of Making a Living. He has a whole list, 12 in fact, that he calls the Quest for Life's Work affirmations. And here are the first two from his list of 12. And these will give you a couple more examples of what I consider really good affirmations. The first one is, I am now willing to see the vision of my life's work. The second one is, whatever fears or blocks may have kept me from seeing my work in the past are now dissolved by my desire to know and be my very best. See? Those are some very good intentions to have while you're looking for your life's work. And one time a friend of mine told me that Scott Adams used affirmations to become successful with his comic strip, Dilbert. He had read Scott Adams' book, The Dilbert Future, and told me that Adams would write, in the book he talked about writing affirmations, and he would write 15 times every day, Scott Adams will become a syndicated cartoonist. So you see, you can even write affirmations down. You don't have to just say them aloud. You can write them down, read them in your mind, read them aloud. It all works the same way. Anyway, I could go on and on with examples of affirmations, but I'm sure you get the picture. So let's talk about Wallace Wattles' formula that I mentioned earlier. I want you to see how to harness the power of affirmations to make this formula work and vice versa. And we'll tie it into an actual affirmation that I use, and I know that you'll find helpful too. I'll kind of work it through the formula with you. So the formula for tapping, there is naturally occurring abundance. Wallace Wattles goes into this in depth in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, and his other book, The Science of Being Great, about this natural occurring abundance that's available to everyone. And he said that you'll receive, that what you'll receive when you ask for it will be, quote, in exact proportion to the definiteness of your vision, the fixity of your purpose, the steadiness of your faith, and the depth of your gratitude, end quote. So let's take, for example, the goal that I have of overall financial well-being. I'm sure you have a similar goal, don't we all, right? And my goal is that I want to have my financial needs covered. So my part in making this happen is to monitor my budget and make good decisions. It's also my part to notice when the universe and that the universe is taking care of my needs by sending clients who I really enjoy working with and supporting. So when I use an affirmation, it helps me worry less, so I can then focus even better on doing what it is that I can control, what part of it that I'm in charge of. So the affirmation for this one that I use frequently, it's very simple. It goes, yes, quote, this is the affirmation, yes, exclamation point, money flows in easily. Now, notice that this affirmation is phrased in the present tense. It also includes that celebratory yes. Imagine a fist pump. And I'll tell you why I added that in later. Okay, now let's get specific so you can see how the formula works in tandem with that that affirmation whenever I put it on my calendar as a reminder and it pops up every day during a week's time. Now, one part of the formula, first part, is vision. Remember, the definiteness of your vision. Neuroscientists say that when we envision what we want, we create a sort of holographic image that our mind's eye can see, as if the scene in the image is already happening. In this case, it's not necessarily about seeing money in my hands, though certainly I could imagine that as part of the scene if I want to, but rather it's more about when money is flowing in, that here's what my life looks like and here's what it feels like when money is flowing in. So my imagination is focused on how things are when I have the money, the end result, and the feeling of having my needs taken care of by money flowing into my life. Now, another part of the formula is faith, the steadiness of your faith. Focusing more on the feeling and end result rather than focusing too much on and worrying about the how the money will flow in, it's important because I am co-creating here. It's not all up to me. Other forces are involved, most notably the free will of the people who decide to engage and pay for my services. And another important point I want to make about this faith part is that by imagining how things are when I have the money, I'm allowing something better than what my limited imagination can conceive. I'm allowing for the potential of something even greater to happen. So the affirmation helps me to concentrate on what it's like when the money flows in, and it helps me to stop trying to completely control how it's supposed to get here, as if I could control it anyway, right? Okay. Oh, and one more important component related to faith is using the present tense. I mentioned this earlier, but let me say it again. I don't want to imagine myself in this affirmation in the mindset of the past. For instance, if I think I want this, but I've never had it, then I'm sabotaging myself. So instead, it's maybe I haven't had this, but here's a picture of what it could look like. So it's imagining from a mindset of possibility. All things are possible in the realm of imagination. So real important to remember that that's why the faith part is so important. Okay, purpose is one of the four parts too, remember? The fixity of your purpose. Now the co-creating force already knows what I want as soon as I think it. So I don't have to form it as if it's a prayer and ask for it over and over again. As Waddle says in his book, you need not pray repeatedly for things you want. It is not necessary to tell God about it every day. I love that. Yeah, God's omnipotent, right? So there you go. As far as I'm concerned, an affirmation like money is flowing in is merely brain training. Seeing the phrase repeatedly tells my reticular activating system, or RAS, located at the base of my brain, that it's important to me. Whatever my RAS realizes is important, it shows me. This helps to see what actions I can take in co-creating what I want. And when I think and act with the purpose to help make it happen, well, that's my primary job in this. So that's having the fixity of purpose. All right, gratitude is the final and fourth part of the formula, the depth of your gratitude. Now, gratitude is a shortcut to to feeling good. Expressing gratitude for all that comes to me raises my mood. It makes me feel good. It increases my resonant vibration. It makes me attractive to others who would want to do business with me. For example, a restaurant that serves a good meal and sincerely thanks me for choosing to do business with them, it's more likely that I'll be a repeat customer for that restaurant than one that serves a good meal but doesn't make any effort to appreciate, you know, my patronage there. All things being equal, I will go to the appreciative restaurant again because they make me feel good. Likewise, expressing gratitude increases my connection to the divine, my co-creating force. I want to be aware of and in alignment with that force that I co-create with, and so I do that automatically when I smile and I feel gratitude, whenever I see that celebratory yes and I pump my fist in my mind, you know, if that's on my calendar every day, that raises that feeling, expressing gratitude. So every day, that affirmation is a reminder to have a definite vision of what I want in my life, what I want my life to be like when money flows in, to have firm purpose to attain it by doing what I can and what I have and where I am and do what I have with where I am now, okay? To have steady faith and belief about all of it, and to keep myself in tune with highest potential energy by using that power of gratitude. So see, that's it. That's the four-part formula. So remember, it is your vision, it's your faith, it's your purpose, and it's gratitude. And you can use your affirmation. This is why there's so much power in daily affirmations, because you are using it, and if you're thinking of this formula, you are weaving it in consciously. That's why the affirmation works. So it's not abracadabra, presto, change-o. There is actually some purpose behind it. There's some serious, like, you know, a formula here. All right, that's the end of our program today. Next up on August 7th, the topic will be, it's what you notice. Now, I've mentioned the RAS, the reticular activating system, which is, you know, biology, it's science. I mentioned it today. I've mentioned it before in previous broadcasts. But I want to do a deeper dive on that whole subject. So join me in August to learn more for the program, It's What You Notice. In the meantime, please feel free to visit my website to check out my books and other programs. And if you want to connect with me online, you can just use angelaloeb.com to find me. That's angelaloeb.com. Reach out. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much for joining me today. And until next time, please be well and keep on shining like you're meant to.